Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for us, for your protection over us, for your mercies, for your kindness, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your leading. We thank you for you have been our provider, you have been our sustainer. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Everlasting Father, we also want to thank you for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that people have received as a result of this broadcast. We say glory be unto you. And we want to thank you, Lord, for everyone working in the background, ensuring that this broadcast is released live to the people. We say glory be unto your name. Everlasting Father, we commit this broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, let it bring forth salvation of souls. Let it bring forth healing, deliverance. Let it draw us closer and closer to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled Time for Your Uncommon Miracles. This is the time for your uncommon miracle. Indeed, you will receive that long-awaited miracle this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The God with whom nothing is impossible, He will make the impossible possible for you. The one who can reverse the irreversible, that the doctors have said cannot be reversed, He will reverse. The Lord will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. This season, the Almighty God will put a new song in your mouth, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 11 and also verse 25 because of time. At your own time, you can read the whole chapter. John chapter 9, reading from verse 1. It says, as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him. We must walk the walk of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some said, it is he. Others said, no, he is like him. And he kept saying, I am the man. So they said to him, then how were your eyes opened? And he answered, the man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received my sight. And then let's go to verse 25. Because of time, he said, he answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I can see. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That will be your testimony. Though I was in a bad situation, now the Lord has visited me. The Lord has turned around my situation in the name of Jesus. Though I was called barren, now I am a mother. Now I am a father. That will be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though I was hopeless, now I am hopeful. Though I have nothing to look forward to, now I have a lot to look forward to. The Almighty God will visit you. He will do something extraordinary for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this passage that we have read here, there are certain key things I want us to know. The number one thing I want us to know was that man was there on that day when Jesus was passing by. We are told in that passage that Jesus was passing by and that man was there. If when Jesus was passing by, he was not there, he wouldn't have gotten his miracle. I thank God that you are joining this broadcast today, and that means that you are there to receive the word of God. And the word of God we will receive today will heal you. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will motivate you, stir up your spirit man in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, glory be to God, you are hearing this message. Because why? God wants to do something extraordinary in your life, and he will do it for you in the name of Jesus. This man received a miracle such that people started arguing amongst themselves. It is him, it is not him. That will be your own portion too. When God visits you, people will be wondering whether it is you. Because God will so much perform his wonders in your life that people will find it difficult to believe the outcome. I still saw this brother yesterday. I saw him even this morning. How come things have changed? Why? Because the miracle worker is performing his wonders in your life, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, another thing I want us to know was that this man, actually, he was blind from birth. He was blind, so he did not see Jesus. But the Bible said Jesus saw him. So Jesus sees you, he knows what you are going through, and he's ready to deliver you, he's ready to make way for you, and indeed he will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. But I want us to know one thing there, that this man was blind until he met Jesus. That means that until we come in contact with our Lord Jesus Christ, we are spiritually blind. We are spiritually blind. He's the only one that can lead us towards the right path. He said he is the light, and we cannot move around without light. We need light. So he's the one that illuminates our path. He's the one that guides and directs us. This man was blind. So anybody that is yet to accept Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior, that person spiritually is considered to be blind. Until you have a relationship with Jesus, that person is blind. I pray that as you are hearing the word of God today, indeed the word of God will stir up your spirit man. Every stony heart will be turned to a heart of flesh. And indeed you will receive his word. You will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that I want us to understand from this passage is that this man, he totally surrendered to Jesus. He surrendered to him. When Jesus told this man that, look, come, and Jesus took mud, spat into it, and put it on his eyes. If you do not surrender, it's not possible for somebody to take mud and put on your face, on your eyes. No, this man totally surrendered to Jesus. He surrendered completely. Brothers and sisters, if you want that miracle you have been waiting for, it's not the time for you to say that, oh, I will only surrender a part of my life to him. I will not surrender other part. No, you have to surrender all to Jesus. As you surrender all to him, then you'll be able to perform his wonders in your life. But if you are still holding back, then there is little he can do for you. Brothers and sisters, we need to behave like this man who surrendered all to Jesus. And as you do so this day, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. Because some of us, even though we are church workers, even though we have been Christian for a long time, indeed, we have not fully surrendered to God. We still hold back certain things. No, that is not what God is asking you. He expects you to surrender all unto him. everything about you. Surrender to Him, and then He will lead you. He will guide you. You see, when we become born again Christian, God give us greater level of knowledge, greater level of wisdom and understanding. But that will be provided you surrender yourself to Him. And this man did. And indeed, he was able to get back his eyes. Another thing we can see about this man was that the Bible said Jesus anointed him. He was anointed. You and I need the anointing of God for us to be able to do that which He wants us to do, for us to be able to move from where we are to where we should be, for us to be able to exercise the dominion power that indeed He has given us. He was anointed. Brothers and sisters, when we are talking about being anointed, you may say, oh, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a reverend, I'm not a minister, so I don't need the anointing. No, every one of us needs the anointing of God. The anointing of God is just the power of God that works in the lives of the saints. And once you give your life, you should be able to operate under His anointing, under His influence, under His power. The anointing can be likened to somebody who has taken alcohol and the alcohol controls him. So rather than taking alcohol in this instance, you take in the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will begin to empower you, embolden you that cannot speak about the goodness of God before. You just have that boldness to tell people about how good this God is. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Another thing we can see about this man, before he got his miracle, Jesus gave him an instruction. He said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means saint. He said, go and wash. Go there. He followed his instruction. Brothers and sisters, when you need God to work on your behalf, you cannot afford to operate in disobedience. Has He given you an instruction and you have not followed it? Has He whispered something to your ears and you decide not to go ahead with it? No, this man could have asked Jesus, you just put mud in my eyes and say I should go and wash. How would that give me back my sight? Don't you know that I was born blind? I've been blind from birth. So I will just go and wash in the water going to give me back my sight. He didn't question Jesus. He didn't try to rationalize what Jesus was saying to try and see whether it makes meaning or not. He followed his instruction. Jesus said, go, and he went. Even this day, Jesus is telling you, go out. He's sending you and I out and say, go out, go, go. He's sending us out, go and preach the gospel. Go and tell those who do not know me about who I am. This man was able to see at the end of the day, once I was blind, now I can see. That was his testimony. God will give you such a testimony in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he obeyed. He followed the instructions of Jesus. Say, go, go and wash. So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, today, go out and tell the world about the goodness of our Lord Jesus. Tell them how wonderful, how glorious, how perfect He is. And as you do so, the Lord will give you that long-awaited miracle. As you go and share the good news, I expect your miracle to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God wants to do wonders in your life, but you have to first of all go out and do His work. Tell the world about Him. Tell them about His goodness. And even this moment, if you are listening to this message, and you have not even had a relationship with this Jesus I'm talking about, this is an opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It is you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your wonderful children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that indeed you have mercy upon them and write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I say this is your season of your miracle. That long-awaited miracle, you will receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrier, every limitation that has been standing in your way, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. He will perfect that which concerns you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. You will not shed tears of sorrow in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will put that new song in your mouth, that new song of joy, that new song of peace, that new song of victory. Your testimony will be, once I was blind, now I can see. So shall it be concerning you in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.